Okay, so ich will sicher nicht mehr schreien, was Moshe Zev. So, we'll start with the Gemara in the Sugya of Chanukah, which is found in Masechet Shabbos. It starts in Chof Aleph, Amud Beis. And it's interesting to note that the few daftim that you find in the Sugyas of Chanukah are found in the second parak of Masechet Shabbos. But there's no dedicated Masechta for Chanukah itself. So it says Gemara, Amr of Kahana, Darish Rav Nosson Bar Manumi, Mishmei Derebi Tanchum. Ner Shel Chanukah, Shehanich Lamal Mechav Ama, Psula Kisuka Ukimavoy. That if a person places a Ner Chanukah above 20 Amas high, it will be possible he's not Yotz the Mitzvah of Hadlakas Ner Chanukah, just like you cannot have a Sukkah higher than 20 Amas. And in the case of Mavi also. So the Gemara continues. But Amr of Kahana, Darj Rav Nasan Barmi, no, Manumi, Mishmei de Rav Tanchum, Mai Dichtiv, Bahabor Reik, Ein Bo Mayim. That's a pasuk in Parshas Vayeshev, this week's Parsha. It says, Abor Reik, Ein Bo Mayim, that the bor is empty and there's no water in it. Mashma shenemar b'haboreik. It's implied from the fact it says haboreik. Ain't your day of shame, but mine. Don't I know? There's no water. If the board's empty, obviously there's no water. Elamatam alomar. What's it teaching us? Ainbo mayim. What does it mean? Ainbo mayim. Mayim ainbo about mechashim v'akravim yeshbo. There's no water in the pit, but what is there? There's mechashim v'akravim. There are snakes and scorpions. And then the Gemara continues. Amar Rabba, Ner Chanukah mitzvah nicha betefach hasmucha lepetach. And the Gemara continues, so on and so forth. So there's one question we have here on the Gemara in the sugya of Chanukah and Masechet Shabbos. And one question is that we mentioned the sugya of Chanukah takes up such little space in Shas. Yet in the middle of the sugya we have a drasha haborik in b'mayim. You see, the Gemara talks about Hilchos Chanukah. It has a pause, Haborik and B'mayim, it continues with more Chanukah. So question number one is, what's pshat with this drasha in the middle of the Chanukah sugya? And another question from Parshas Vayishev. If you think, if you go back to the story of Yosef HaTzadik, when he was thrown into the pit, there's something that is very striking and really stands out. But what happened? The brothers, they say, oh, the dreamer's coming. Right? They say, let's kill him. As you see, you're looking at Mar Malkum. It says, Va'atoluchu v'nahargeyu. Let's kill him. V'nashlicheyu be'echar aboros. We'll kill him and we'll throw him in one of the pits. Va'amarnu chayara achaltahu. We'll say, one of the wild animals ate him. That was the brother's plan. But who overheard him? Who over the brothers? Reuben. Vayishma Ruvain, Vayatzilehu miyadam. Ruvain heard them. He said, I have to save my brother. Vayayimer loy nakenu nef. And he says, don't strike him. You shouldn't do it, be a dying. Okay, you want to kill Yosef? Don't be the one to kill him with your bare hands. He says, Vayayimer aleyam Ruvain. Ruvain said, Al tishbechu dam. Don't spill his blood. Hashlichu oto elabor hazeh. Just throw him into the pit. Just throw him into the pit. Right, meaning you'll throw him to the pit, okay, you'll leave him there, and eventually he'll starve to death, but you should not be the ones to kill him, be a dying. And then his plan was, after a while, he'd come back, and he would save Yosef and return him to his father. As the pasuk ends, Laman, in order, Hatzil also, miyadam la'ashiva elavi, to return Yosef to his father. Now, based off the Gemara we just saw, Haborig ein bomayim, it's a very puzzling question in this whole mice of Yosef. Reuven wanted to save the brother, Yosef. So he said, don't kill him with your bare hands. Throw him into the pit. He'll die on his own. In order that Reuven could later come and save him. We just said, a bo reik, ein bo mayim. Mayim ein bo avow. There were snakes and scorpions in the pit. So what in the world was Reuven doing, telling his brothers to throw Yosef in the pit with deadly snakes and scorpions if his intention was to save Yosef? That's question number two. And comes the Torah Tamima, Rav Baruch Epstein, with the beautiful teretz that answers Both questions with one answer. So he says, "V'tzar shlomo, shiruvi ve'achiv lo yadu shibabor yesh mechash v'akram." They didn't know there were snakes and scorpions in the pit. Sharei chashiv al pi etza zu lashivo el aviv. That's why that was the eighth. The eighth was thrown into the pit. Because Reuben didn't realize there were snakes and scorpions in the pit. He didn't see them. He said, throw them in the pit. His plan was, I'll come back later. Continues the Torah Tavima. V'lo yipala im lo ro mash v'toy chaboran. Don't be baffled that, hey, why couldn't you see what was in the pit? Shekasa v'mefurash m'seches tamid. It says, according to the Mefarash, Shekasa m'farash. The Mefarash m'seches tamid. So Perkama writes, the ain hashalcha pachos me esrim amo. The lashon of yashlech to throw, the lashon only, it's never used when it's dealing with less than 20 amos. V'kan ksiv, what does it say? V'yashlichu, you should throw him into the boar. Im ken hayah boar amok esrim amo v'yosef. It was at least 20 amos deep, and that's why Reuben didn't see the snakes and scorpions. V'kaimolon l'mala me'esrim ame ein eino shel adam sholete k'mo v'kaimolon l'inyin ner chanukah v'sukkah. Right, if you look back up top, Rashi says in that Gemara of my Chanukah, he says, what's the reason that a person is not yotze the mitzvah of ner chanukah about 20 amas? Rashi says, psula d'lo shilta be'eino l'mala mechav ame v'leik tzuminisa. Because the whole reason for lighting ner chanukah tzuminisa, so you have to see it. And if it's above 20 amos, it's not going to catch the eye. No one's going to be able to readily see it. If we're going to be able to see the mitzvah, the whole point is minisa. You're going to be lacking that. So when you see it, it's above 20 amos, you're not going to readily see it. So guess what? Because the boar was 20 amos deep, that's why Reuven could not see the snakes and scorpions. His intention was to save Yosef. He didn't know that they were there because it was 20 amos deep. And he says in brackets of Yesh Lachavin Lefizeh. We can understand according to this. Smichas Hashayches Drasha Zu BeGemaras. Right? What's this? What again? We ask the question. What is this Drasha Haborik Ebomayim doing in the little bit of we have in Shas on Hanukkah? What is it stooped in the middle for? Because it's really all part of one picture. Because he says that. It's the same. Because the reason you're not yotz in the mitzvah ner chanukah above 20 amos is because you can't readily see it. That's the same here. Reuven couldn't see. He says, and aside from that, ulevad smichus shenemar shnei inyanim mechadamora. Take a look. Go back to the Gemara. Both of these drushes are the same exact amora, right? They're both Rav Nassim bar Manuni, right? These are both the same amount. Therefore, Yishloim are old Mishum Netam Shneim Shavet, because it also was the same reason. Laharos to teach us Lamalim Esrim Ama Ein Ayin Shalatet. So comes the Torah Tamima to answer our two questions. That really this is Chabachatalia. Everything is Chabachatalia. It's all one piece of a larger picture. That both the sugya of Chanukah, which is telling us higher than 20 amas, you're not yotze because I can't see, is the same exact reason why Reuven through Yosef said throw Yosef into the boar, because he couldn't see the snakes and scorpions there. So that was Birk Shat. And now we have the Rav Avraham Shor brings in his sefer on Chanukah Lech Halibuv, and he quotes it from the Shilti Giborim. The Shilti Giborim brings a remez from another pasuk, not Parsha Vayeshev, but from Parshas Miketz. And he brings from Shilti Yiborim. He says, Shilti Yiborim Kasa. Shechanaka Merumas Bikra. There's a remnant to Chanaka and a pasuk in Parshas Miketz. Shetoyveach Tevach V'hachan. You're going to slaughter the meat. V'hachan, and you're going to prepare it. And you're going to prepare it. V'hachan L'chachana. He says, there's a remnant there to Chanaka. So if you need Daiti, what I think the remnant is if you look at the last five letters, what do you have? Ches, Vav, Hey. Chav, Nun. Right? The last five letters in that pasuk, what do you have? Ches, Vav, Hey, Chav, Nun. What does that spell? Osios Chanukah. So says the Shulti Giburim, we have a remez to Chanukah in this pasuk. V'hanir mizeh. Ki Chanukah ba'oro shel Chanukah tolui b'hachana. The remez is Chanukah is totally, it's dependent upon hachana. A person has to prepare for Chanukah. U'belo hachana ra'uya limei hachanukah. And if a person doesn't have the proper preparation for Chanukah, lo yeh ha'keilim ha'ru'uyim l'kabel oros ha'yordim b'yamim eilu. Person is not going to be zoch to tap into the great light, the great ore that comes down during these dates. Is the Gemara my Chanukah? The Gemara my Chanukah. It says, "Bud kubloi matzu elapach echad shel shemin." Right? It says that the Yavanim came in and they messed everything up. And after finally, you didn't found one pach shemin. So you do him kushes the Beis Yosef. We know the kashes the Beis Yosef. Lama asu Chanukah. Lezecher neis ches yamim. Why do we celebrate for 8 days? Right? The neis is really how many? 7 days. Because the first day they found the pach shemen. So that's the kash of Beis Yosef. Many terutzim are brought for the Beis Yosef himself brings terutzim. Many others bring terutzim. But here we're going to have a teretz of the Derech HaMelech. He says ve'is the b'sefer Derech HaMelech. She yesha dayek b'losh ha'gemar. Be medayek in the losh ha'gemar. Pach shel shemen. He says, Havalila Meimar should have said, Apach im shemen with oil. Oh, stam apach shemen. Why apach shel shemen? It's telling us, Rak heim matzu pach reik. Because you know what they found? An empty, empty canister. They found an empty pach of shemen. It was a pach shel shemen. It was a pach that's for the use of oil. Did not have oil in it. Pach shenimtza b'chosein ube hoychacha shelo nitama. It true, it had the seal. It was empty, but it had a seal. It was showing that it was a kli. It was a receptacle that was tahor. It had not become tamei. The fact that the seal on it shows us that it was still untouched in a way that made it tamei. So it was an empty kli, but it was tahor. Aval lo hayabo shemen, but there was no shemen inside. But the nace was every day it refilled. That empty pach filled up with oil every day in order that they could do the hadlaka. Wait a second, they found oil that only light one day because every day it refilled. Because if there was more than that there, then lohaya hanes b'chasyam, it would be an 8 day nes. Rak ba'oso hapam is malay. Right? So, what happened? They found an empty path. There was a nes that it filled up that day. So, that first day is included in the nes. They used the oil. The next day, every night, it refilled itself. So, every night was a nes in and of itself. And he continues with Dvarim. There's a tremendous yisod to learn in Avodas Hashem in the preparation of the days of Chanukah through this sugya. He says, "Ha'oros boim milamala." Right, the light comes from above. That's all a shef from Hashem. Ha'adam eino meichas or. We don't prepare the or. We are not making the or. Rak hakli la'or sheyesh biyachilas l'chol bo ha'oros. Right? We just need to prepare the kli that the or can come into. It can be chal. It can fall into. We have to prepare that kli. Kimosh ben neis hayitzarch l'kli tahor sheyeh biyachilas ha'neis l'chol. Right? Just like by the maisa with the yavanim. It had the chosen. It was still pure. It was empty, but it was pure. You need a pure receptacle to accept the light. To accept that shemen. You couldn't have put the shemen in a kli that was tameh. It had to be a pure kli. So our avoda approaches the Chanukah to make ourselves kelim reikim, to empty ourselves, that we can accept that light, that great light that's going to come, that bracha that's going to come. About shiyei kelim taharim, but they have to just be empty. We have to be taharim. We have to empty, we have to remove all the ra, surme ra, we have to remove all the things that are preventing us, that are holding us back. L'tar ha-neshama, mikol sig ufgam, l'tar ha-guf, k'dei she'hav yichol l'seinu, l'kabel ha-oros ha-gedoilim she'aredes v'yamechan. In order to makabel all the great brachos of the great shepherd that's coming down, in these approaching days of Chanukah, we have to retire ourselves. Like the kli of Beis HaMikdash. It didn't have shemen, but it was tahor, it was empty and tahor. We have to empty ourselves. We have to mitire ourselves. And what's one way I think as B'nai Yeshiva we can do that is Limud Torah. Right? Limud Torah is the way to help us to be able to receive that bracha of Boreh, right? We say every Motzei Shabbos, Apostle Megillas Esther, like Hudim Haisa Ora, the Gemara Darshan, Orazu Torah. So what better way to receive that or that Torah than preparing with or than preparing with Torah? And I when I first came to Lander, I had a Rebbe Rav Parnas. When I first came to Lander, I was in Rav Parnas this year. And he used to always tell us on Chanukah, have a lechter Chanukah. A lechter Chanukah. It's Medai, you always have a lechter Chanukah. And now I think I have a deep understanding of what exactly that meant, because the focus of Chanukah is the lecht. It's the or, it's the light. Because Chanukah, the Sfarim say, is the Yantav Torah Shabbat Peh. That we have to make for ourselves. We want to tap into that light, tap into that Torah. It's only the Chacham, right? We're still holding now. Mamish, we're not there yet. We're not a Chanukah yet. So we have the ability now to prepare ourselves. To prepare ourselves by increasing our the time we learn, the quality of our learning, right? Just to take a few minutes to think about what can I do better? How can I remove those pagamim? How can I remove those things that are holding me back from steiging better, from growing more, from becoming a better bentor? Right? That's the yisod. The yisod is we have to come in as an empty kli that's tall, right? So we have to get rid of the tumah. So each in our own way, we have to think, what can I do to remove some of that pagam, to make a little bit more space in myself as a kli that I can mekabel a greater amount of or of Torah. And to be zochet, to prepare in the right way, to mekabel that or, we should have a lechter Chanukah.